Trump tells Davos, big migration is bad economics. By Neil Monroe on January 21, 2026. Mass migration is bad economics, President Donald Trump told an audience of Europeans at the World Economic Forum on Wednesday. Our previously open and dangerous border is closed and virtually impenetrable. And the United States is in the midst of the fastest and most dramatic economic turnaround in our country's history, he declared, adding. Under the pro-migration Biden administration, America was plagued by the nightmare of stagflation, meaning low growth and high inflation, a recipe for misery, failure, and decline. But now, after just 1 year of my policies, we're witnessing these opposite, virtually no inflation at an extraordinarily high economic growth. The advice came as the leaders of the multi-state European Union are promising a huge trade deal with India that will likely accelerate the huge inflow of productivity reducing foreign workers into Europe's semi-stagnant economy. The migrants damage productivity and innovation, partly by taking jobs and homes from increasingly alienated young Europeans. EU chief Ursula von der Leyen predicts the deal will be the mother of deals. Trump has repeatedly sketched his plans to grow the economy via automation and productivity instead of more migration. We're going to need robots to make our economy run because we do not have enough people, he told Breitbart News in August, adding. We don't enough people to do it. So we have to get efficient, we'll probably add to the existing workforce, through robotically, it's going to be robotically, it's going to be big. Then, somebody is going to have to make the robots. The whole thing, it feeds on itself, we're going to streamline things. We need efficiency. That low migration slash high productivity view is increasingly shared by U.S. investors and CEOs. But it is bitterly opposed by the alliance of progressives and investors who gained from the 1990s policy of extraction migration. Trump told the Davos meeting. I want to discuss how we have achieved this economic miracle. How we intend to raise living standards for our citizens to levels never seen before. And perhaps how you, too, in the places where you come from, can do much better by following what we are doing. Because certain places in Europe are not even recognizable. Frankly, anymore, they're not recognizable. We can argue about it, but there's no argument. Friends come back from different places, in Europe. I don't want to insult anybody and say I don't recognize it, and that's not in a positive way. That's in a very negative way. And I love Europe, and I want to see Europe go good. It's not heading in the right direction. In recent decades, it became conventional wisdom in Washington and European capitals that the only way to buy Western economy was through ever-increasing government spending, unchecked mass migration and endless foreign imports. The consensus was that so-called dirty jobs and heavy industries should be sent elsewhere, that affordable energy should be replaced by the Green New Scam, and that countries could be propped up by importing new and entirely different populations from faraway lands. This was the path that sleepy Joe Biden's administration and many other Western governments very foolishly followed, contradicting everything that makes nations rich and powerful and strong. The result was record budget and trade deficits and a growing sovereign deficit driven by the largest wave of mass migration in human history. We've never seen anything like it. Quite frankly, many parts of our world are being destroyed before our very eyes, and the leaders don't even understand what's happening, and the ones that do understand aren't doing anything about it. Virtually all of so-called experts predicted my plans to end this failed model trigger a global recession and runaway inflation. But we have proven them wrong. It's actually just the opposite. In 1 year, our agenda has produced a transformation like America is not seen in over 100 years. Instead of closing down energy plants, we're opening them up. Instead of building ineffective money-losing windmills, we're taking them down and not approving any. Instead of empowering bureaucrats, we're firing them. Instead of raising taxes on domestic producers, we're lowering them and raising tariffs on foreign nations to pay for the damage that they caused. In 12 months, we have removed over 270,000 bureaucrats from the federal payrolls, the largest single-year reduction in government employment since the end of World War II. In July, we passed the largest tax cuts in American history, including no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security for our great seniors. Trump also talked about the cultural foundation of the West's wealthy and free societies, which is taboo to mention in establishment media. The situation in Minnesota reminds us that the West cannot import foreign cultures which have failed to build a successful society of their own, Trump said. Somalia is a failed state. It is not a nation, got no government, got no military, got no police, got no nothing. The explosion of prosperity and progress that built the West did not come from tax codes. It ultimately came from our very special culture. This is the precious inheritance that America and Europe have in common. We share it. We have to become stronger, more successfully, more prosperous than ever. We have to defend the spirit that lifted the West from the depths of the Dark Ages into the pinnacle of human achievement. We live in an incredible changing period. It's an unbelievable time, but we have to take advantage of the time that we're in. In our hands are technologies that our ancestors could scarcely dreamed. Migration also drives up the cost of housing for young people. Trump said, another major factor in driving up housing costs was the mass invasion of our borders.